Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. Lost Voices founder Mike Ball of Michigan is named the 2023 CNN Hero. 2,500 troubled youth helped since 2006 using music as an expression of their innermost fears, hopes, and dreams. And to talk with us about this and so much more is Mike Ball. Mike, congratulations on this recognition.
Ah, thank you very much.
So tell us exactly what is this recognition? Tell us about the CNN Hero. What is, and were you surprised by it?
I was very surprised. I really knew nothing about it until I was nominated. And it's quite a process. I was contacted by really very, very nice producers from CNN who spent a lot of time verifying that we actually do what what we are supposed to be doing. And all that, spent some time working out all the details of being able to film in a facility. It's very rare for us to let the whole world see the faces of the children we work with. It was quite a process, and it's really, really an honor.
Mm. So give our listeners a background. I know I've had you on before, Mike, but let's talk to our listeners about what exactly is Lost Voices.
Well, Lost Voices started 17 years ago. What we do is we're a group of professional singer-songwriters, and we go into facilities, residential facilities, where kids who really can't thrive outside of in the general world. They can't be at home. Foster homes usually can't deal with them because they've suffered trauma that's pretty extreme. And what we do is we go into these facilities with teams of musicians and guitars, and we write songs with them. We let the kids write the lyrics. Usually we do the music for them, or we supplement what their musical ideas are or whatever. But they write lyrics that express some of the deepest feelings, fears, anxieties, anger, just anything they feel, and they channel it into these songs. It's a tremendously healing experience for them.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get the inspiration for this, Mike?
Well, accidentally. I write for a living, but what 18 years ago, I had I was making my living with a syndicated humor column. And I was asked to go out to a maximum security youth prison, basically. It's called the Maxie Boys Training School, to talk to the kids on career day. I didn't know anything about young people in this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And I went in there, and when my first glimpse of these guys out there, they're just like our children. They're no different than the kids we raise. They've just been on a different path. So I got permission to do a creative writing program with them, and I was just overwhelmed at how smart these kids could be. And these are kids who violent felons and just all kinds of things, but they're children. They're still kids, and they still have the ability to adapt and grow and change. So as I was working with them, I just kept seeing. I've also been a musician since I was a very young child, and music has gotten me through a lot of my own stress, my own problems. So I got a grant and started doing songwriting workshops with them, just sort of by the seat of my pants. I called a fellow named Josh White Jr., who is he was an idol of mine when I was a teenager, as a folk singer. I called him up, and Josh and I started working with these kids to write the songs. And it was like opening Pandora's box. The feelings, they were willing to express things that I think most of us would have trouble even thinking about, much less singing a song about. The physical parameters of it, what we do is we go in for a week at a time, Usually it's a 1 week, very condensed program. We work with them for a week to write songs. At the end of that week, we put them on stage in front of peers, staff, strangers. We'll have VIPs come in. That's all. Everyone has to be vetted to lay eyes on these kids. But all these people come in, and these kids stand up behind microphones, which they've never, most of them have never done before, and sing their songs to these strangers.
It's beautiful. I just love it. I've talked to you about this in the past. So what kind of transformation have you seen with these kids throughout this process over the years and all the kids you've worked with?
Well, that's a wonderful question. The transformation is, it varies from kid to kid, but there are common denominators. You see how can I explain it? It's really deep. It's something that's very affecting for us who do it. You'll see the light just go on. Again, anyone who's raised children or been around them much have seen that little light go on in their eyes when something just, they realize something that they didn't know before. And when you see, I think the most dramatic thing is when they realize that you actually care about what they think and feel. A lot of the last 10 years or so, we've been working with not so much the incarcerated kids, but with kids that have suffered other types of trauma. I just finished a program with teenage girls who are all sex trafficked. When you say that, it is intense, but they're just children. They're just really nice kids.
But everybody wants to feel valued, Mike, to your point.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to feel valued. And you're working with kids like girls who were sex trafficked. Talk about not feeling valued. You know what I mean? What gift you're giving them.
Well, are valued for the wrong things.
Yeah.
These kids
are used, not valued.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. These kids have lived transactional lives. They've had to trade whatever for existence. It really, a lot of times, and it's not just sex trafficking. There are a lot of other things that happen to these kids. But to have somebody literally, when it dawns on them that, gosh, these people, all they want from me is my feelings. They could, in fact, they even care about my feelings. You literally see the light go on. And then they just open up. They just start pouring out. Sometimes it's hard to hear what they have to say, but, you know, I'm willing to listen because it's they have to live it. You know, that's to share it with them, to help them express it. Gosh, why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, exactly. There are hundreds of thousands of children across the United States who are living in juvenile detention centers or residential treatment facilities. Many of these young people have experienced serious trauma in their lives. And this is a story from CNN. And we're talking with Mike Ball, who is honored as a hero through CNN for the work he's doing with Lost Voices. CNN builds their Heroes program as everyday people changing the world. And Mike Ball has done just that. For the past 17 years, he has led Lost Voices musicians into residential placement centers all over Michigan, working with girls and boys suffering from severe trauma due to abuse, neglect, addiction, violence, and human trafficking. So tell us, Mike, when you work with these kids, do they put on a performance after you kind of go through some, you know, musical lessons with them, or walk us through the process?
Yeah, that really is. It really is. It's almost a miracle what happens. We'll start on a Monday with them. And a lot of times what you see is body language that's just completely checked out. They really don't trust anybody for good reason. Oddly, within minutes, we're able to connect with them. And I guess they do understand, you know, we don't want anything from them except their feelings. And we welcome and we honor their feelings. And that really comes around remarkably quickly. It's always very disorganized at first, too, though. We aren't authoritative. We don't we let the pandemonium and the chaos kind of reign. So the first couple of days we write a group song. That's one of the first things we generally do. We'll brainstorm. What do you guys think? What do you think? You know, what's on your mind? Boys, pizza, cheesecake, you know, whatever. Yeah. But they'll quickly get down to things, you know, freedom, love, anxiety, and they'll come up with different feelings. Then we'll get the group to all agree on one basic theme, and we write a group song with every word agreed upon by all the kids, which in itself is kind of a miracle, but it actually works.
Yeah.
At the end of that, they by about Wednesday, we also spent a lot of time working with them on individual songs. We'll pair them off, or we'll work with them one-on-one to really get their personal story out however they want it. Sometimes it's silly, sometimes it's just searingly sad, but whatever it is, whatever they choose, that's the way we go. By about Wednesday, it's all coming together. Now I plant the seeds on Monday. On Friday, where you guys are going to stand behind a bank of microphones and sing the stuff. We'll typically introduce ourselves in a facility by doing a little concert ourselves, so they can see people standing behind microphones, playing guitars and singing. I said, well, you know, in a week, that's going to be you. And it's very anxiety producing. So by about Wednesday, they all have stuff that they're excited about, but they're also go, oh, I don't know if I can do it on Friday. I don't know. It just scares me. And it's like, yeah, you know, that fear is totally normal. That's perfectly all right to be nervous. Let's just keep rehearsing as if you're going to do it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to. You can, you know, all you got to do is shake your head when I call on you, or when I'm about to call on you, and we'll pass you up. Gives them some comfort.
Yeah, and so Mike, you talked about how they're writing this song together. Mm-hmm. How many different songs have you written over the years with these kids?
God, I you know, that's really a wonderful question. Hundreds and hundreds of songs, and they're all amazing. A few of the group songs just really stand out to me, lines from the songs. Cry a river, build a bridge, then walk right over it. I mean, that came from a very young group. They're all, you know, 12, 13 year old kids. But cry a river, build a bridge, then walk right over it. What a great line.
Yeah. I love
you should
it.
Have seen me overcoming. Yeah. They come up with incredible things. I just in the last few years have started really closely retaining all these things. We have to be very careful and cognizant. The safety and confidentiality of these kids is absolutely paramount.
Sure.
For various reasons, you know, sometimes like the trafficked kids, their trafficker may be hunting for them. So we don't want anything getting out in the public that would endanger them. And there's a lot of other things, that just HIPAA, and a lot of things that are really valid. You have to protect them. These are children who've been exploited, so we're really careful to protect them.
Mike, are the parents part of this equation at all? I mean, are there adults in their lives that get to see them perform? Any family members, friends? I mean, how does that work?
Not often, but yes, it does work. Sadly, it's not the norm, but when it happens, it's wonderful. We have one young man we've worked with whose grandparents are his primary caregivers, or his parents are out of the picture. I don't know where they are. A lot of the kids that we work with, their parents are in prison. Some of them have put their parents in prison for abusing them, which is it's just incredibly difficult for them to process. But they've had the courage to do what they needed to do. But other times, as parents and siblings, we just did a program a couple weeks ago in Oakland County at the Oakland Children's Village. Yeah, Oakland County Children's Village.
Yeah,
wonderful, wonderful facility. Those people are just fab. They take wonderful care of the kids. you know, these kids are not always easy to deal with, but they need help and care, and they do a great job up there. Their concert had a lot of parents and siblings and in attendance, the twin brother of one of the kids we worked with. It's just fabulous. The support, the flow of support in that case is wonderful when we get to see it. Other times they're relating to their parents in absentium.
Yeah. It's sad because we don't even think about what goes on in these kids' lives until you'll see it yourself firsthand. And Mike Balls, who we're talking to today from Lost Voices, honored by CNN as a Hero Award recognition for his work he's done with Lost Voices over the years. And I understand that you're raising money through a GoFundMe to help the work. Tell us a little bit about that for people listening. How can they help with the work that you're doing with Lost Voices grow and expand?
Well, yes, CNN set up a GoFundMe in our name. They also, I'm not sure if that's still going. I probably should be more aware of that. I should have checked it before we got on the air.
That's okay.
But funding is always the issue. Like with any nonprofit, most of the facilities we work in, all the facilities we work in are nonprofits, which means that every dollar they have to spend, they've had to go out and get from donors or grants, and we're the same way. So we work with them. We're probably 80% donor funded. Mm. Just people who reach into their hearts and donate to Lost Voices enables us to do the work we do. We have some grant work, and some of the facilities work with us. We're sub-grantees with some of the facilities, but donations are the biggest thing. If you go to Lost Voice, the easiest way is to go to lostvoices.org. You can get a look. You can click through and watch the CNN piece, which I think does a very nice job. They did a 6.5-minute piece that I think tells our story really well. It doesn't tell all the details of the process, but you really get to see, and you get to see some of the children we work with. So it's, these are girls that we worked with, and you see the joy on their faces when they sing their songs and that sort of thing. And then there is a donate page. You can just click on the donate link, and whatever you can give is tremendously valuable.
Do you have a lot of the songs on the website too, Mike, that we could listen to?
We do have some. Let me think about that.
I may be able to play it on the air, but go ahead.
Well, we're very careful. We record the concerts of the kids. So to finish the process earlier, they rehearse on Thursday and wrap up their stuff Friday of their whirlwind week. They go on stage and perform their concert. We record the concert and we produce a CD for them. So I have, you know, tons of these recordings. I can't, it's very difficult to be able to share them in public. I can't always let you hear their voices. There is on the main page.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. There's the privacy things. It's a very complex thing. And we always err on the side of caution rather than, you know. We do have, however, on the main page, there is a song, a piece by a young girl that we do have cleared that you can hear. We also perform, all of us are performing musicians, and we always perform the songs in the name of the kids, particularly the group songs. Every time I do a gig, there's at least two or three Lost Voices songs that go in there.
I love that. And so on that note, Mike, let me ask you this. In all the years you've been doing this with Lost Voices, how has this experience enhanced your work as a musician and as a writer and just your life, your faith life, you as a person? How has it enhanced your life?
Wow, that's another wonderful question. That's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It's great to discover after you turn 50 why you were put on the planet, and it has opened my eyes and my heart in so many different directions. There's definitely a divine hand guiding this entire thing. since day one. Every time I needed something, you know, I came up against an obstacle that couldn't get past. Angel drops out of heaven and we get past it. Everything's great.
Wow.
So it really has been life-changing for me and hopefully for the kids as well.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We're talking with Mike Ball today from Lost Voices, who was recognized. CNN bills their Heroes program as everyday people changing the world. And Mike Ball has done just that. For the best 17 years, he has led Lost Voices musicians into residential placement centers all over Michigan, working with girls and boys suffering from severe trauma due to abuse, neglect, addiction, violence, and human trafficking. You know, when it's all done, when you go through this process, we have a couple of minutes left with you here, Mike. What has been some of the things, if you can share with us, that the kids have shared with you about the experience?
About the experience they had? Well, the number one thing I hear is, I'll never forget this as long as I live.
Mm, that's beautiful. That's awesome. And so when you talk about the songs that you have performed, do you ever get surprised? You're like, wow, I just can't believe they just came up with it, or I can't believe we did. I mean, do you ever get like an awestruck by what you guys have accomplished?
Constantly. Yes. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It never gets old. We're always astounded at what they come up with, and I want to say this carefully. We're not shocked that they did this. These children have so much talent. We're just used to that. But what they do, how deep they go, where they go, is just constantly and joyfully surprising.
What else do you want to share with us here on It's Your Community, Mike Ball, about the work that you're doing? Anything else that you want to share with our listeners or what you want them to know?
Well, I think the main thing is to remember these children. The name Lost Voices comes from the idea that these kids are lost to society. They've fallen through the cracks into sort of another existence. And I think people need to open their eyes and hearts and know that hundreds of thousands of children are out there who, through no fault of their own, are struggling. So know that they're there. And if you get a chance to help them, do it. Donate to Lost Voices, donate to other causes that work with these kids. Whatever you can do to help them to move forward. I'll never stop. And none of my team will ever stop doing what you
do. Yeah. Well, you're doing great work, and God bless you and your whole team and everybody involved. And again, Mike Ball, congratulations on this honor by CNN. And give out your website one more time before you let it go, or any other information you want to share with our listeners.
The main thing is lostvoices.org. Go to that website and you can pretty much find out. You can contact me. I'd be delighted to. Mike@lostvoices.org. I'd love to hear from anybody. And go to that website, check us out, and go from there. I think you'll be pleased.
So, Mike, if I go to that website, can I play one of your songs from there for our listeners? Yeah.
Yes.
Am I allowed to?
there is one on the main page.
Okay. All right. We'll try to play that one. I would just like our listeners to hear that. So if I can get that, I'll play that right here in this interview. But thank you so much, Mike, for being with us here on It's Your Community.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
As promised, we're going to play a song from The Lost Voices.
The system is laid.
If any questions or comments or topics you want us to get to, Vanessa Denha, you can reach me, Vanessa Denha Garmo. Go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can email me from my website, or you could actually find me on any of my social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You can find Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time right here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.